Welcome back, everybody, to the Business of Money podcast. I am your host, Nia. I'm the CEO and founder of Women's Wealth Institute, where Business of Podcast is a media property of Women's Wealth Institute. It's where I record my thought leadership on financial leadership, and I teach financial intelligence to solopreneurs because when your business is your paycheck, you can't afford to guess. Today's episode is about growth without clarity is called pressure. Pressure. Growth sounds exciting. More clients, more revenue, more visibility. We are on our way to the top. But growth without clarity creates pressure because expansion increases responsibility. And responsibility requires structure. If you do not understand your current numbers, growth magnifies the confusion. More revenue means more expenses. More clients mean more delivery costs. Growth does not automatically equal stability. It increases movement. And movement without control, it creates strain. Now, why in this particular instance is growth looking at growth is perceived as a bit of a constraint because you never know when your business is going to blow up. You're assuming it's going to take you maybe a few years to get your stuff together. Today, one video can have you going viral. And now the whole world knows your name, depending on what you do and how you did it, good or bad, right? Because you can't control consumer behavior. All you can do is control what you put out there. But let's say you put something out there. Most people don't plan for it because they don't believe it could happen to them. I believe it could happen to me. I'm very careful on what I do and say on social media now, even in the comment section, because it can lead back to my site. It can lead back to my YouTube channel. And I'm a commenter. So some of the things people do out in this world are weird. But you never know when you're going to blow up. Not today. In a one-person business, to be a $1 million to $1 trillion business is very, very possible. It's all over business media that one-person firms, unicorns, are on their way up. Right? Why wouldn't I want to be one? Why can't I be one? If you're not prepared for it, you're going to think that you are prepared for it because so many people love you. But if your structure is not in place, you're going to crash and you're going to die. So let's be practical. If you cannot clearly answer, what is my true margin? You have a problem. You cannot clearly answer, what does it cost to deliver my service? You have a problem. If you cannot clearly answer what percentage should be set aside for taxes, you have a problem. If you cannot clearly answer what is my current cash reserve, you have a problem. Then growth is not your next step. Your next step is booking a session with me so we can sit and answer these questions and find the truth. Because in the advisory session is clarity. So clarity is your next step. Many solopreneurs push for higher revenue before stabilizing their structure. They believe income will solve pressure, but with income without system creates complexity. More money moving through the disorganized processes creates leaks, not progress, leaks. So just think when you get a raise, same thing, it's the same concept. You get a raise and let's say you were making $50,000, you job hop, which used to be the thing about 4 years ago, almost pre-pandemic, you job hop. So you went from $80,000 to let's say $120,000. Your lifestyle had an upgrade. You probably got better credit. You might have paid off some credit, then got better credit, right? Post-pandemic, living a high life, traveling, doing your thing. And then the pandemic set in, and now we all work from home. Now you're not used to working from home. You have to make the adjustment. And the pressure is on to perform when you're not sitting where folks can really see you. And then let's say you're in a relationship and now you realize you didn't know who your partner was. Then one day your partner comes home and says they got fired. Now you still got your great income. Post-pandemic, now you got laid off. You have some reserves, but trying to find a job post-pandemic and then the advent of AI, you're not making as much money. So you do pick up a job and now you're making $60,000 and your partner is working, I don't know, at Lowe's. Your lifestyle has drastically reduced. Your income has reduced, but you're trying to maintain the lifestyle because now you have more credit. But you're not stable because you were living off your credit was based on your $120,000 plus salary. And don't have a baby in the middle of it or get a dog. Just saying. Lifestyle creep happens all the time. Same thing in your business. Lifestyle creep. You believe the business is booming, you start adding inventory. You believe the business is going to always go up, 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 up. So you expand into markets you know nothing about. You go on very little information because they say, take a risk, take a risk. You want to expand, you want to develop. And then we have tariffs, high gas prices. People don't want your stuff. Walmart's closing in on you yet again. Amazon is totally eroding you. And you're just like, I don't understand what happened. And now it's the economy, it's this, it's that. No. No, the economy is doing its thing. You are unprepared. Period. You didn't keep track of what's going on. You've been spending money like it's going to last. Yes, you gained access to capital. You got loans. You got credit cards. Yeah, but nobody's paying their bills on time. And they're not buying your product like they used to. Now you are highly leveraged and everybody wants their money back yesterday. Here at Women's Wealth Institute, we teach you that expansion should be intentional. You increase expenses when the cash supports it. You hire when the margin supports it. If you don't know what margin is, again, book a session with me. Because really, financial intelligence is where you're lacking, and that's a weakness right now for you. You invest when reserve supports it. You do not grow to fix instability. You grow from stability. That's the difference. So here's a simple test. If revenue doubled next month, would your systems handle it? Would your tax allocation increase automatically? Would your operating structure remain steady? Would your personal income remain consistent? Or would it create chaos? Growth should not feel overwhelming. If it does, the foundation needs attention. Clarity is not optional at higher levels. It is required. Growth without clarity is pressure. Growth with structure is leverage. My friends, choose carefully. That's it for the Business of Money podcast. I'm your host, Nia, and I'll catch you on the next one.